Previously on Thomas and the Bible, I have no idea because I wasn't there. No, it's been a while. I cannot believe I've gone this long without an episode, but that's what happens when you have another whole podcast that's twice a week and stuff. So, yeah, I'm getting back to it, and I don't remember what happened last time. We're in Proverbs, so something was proverbed. I don't know. There's a story about... I don't know. Stop asking me. All right, thanks, Harley, for that intro there. So we're on Proverbs 12 through 17. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man abstaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. This seems like a lot of uninteresting stuff here. It's just basic. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. What? The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. Is this somebody who just was like, all right, I'm going to rapid fire these things. Like, just, they don't mean anything. I'm just going to put together some words. And, you know, like if it happens to be wisdom, then, you know, that'll be a keeper. Like, it's sort of like, you know, psychics, they just make a bunch of claims and you forget about the ones that are false. Oh, that was a yawn and a getting some water all in one go. So I sort of killed two birds with one stone there. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. What the? That's okay. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. What? That honoreth himself. I think the hath a servant is sort of something that's maybe taken differently in this non-slavery era. I mean, I guess a servant isn't technically a slave, but probably was. That's an interesting quote there. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. I get it. He that put his hand in a light socket is going to get electrocuted. He that doesn't is not going to get electrocuted. This is a bunch of what? Of course, I get a cough right when I start. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is... Okay, we get it. Don't be wicked, be good. That's it. That's the end of book. End of it. Man shall be satisfied, but no, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth sheweth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lips of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the hearts of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Heaviness is in the heart of a man, maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. In the way of righteousness is life, and the pathway thereof is no death. I don't know how long I can do this. All right. That was one. That was Proverbs 12, and we're going to 17. Proverbs 13, a wise son heareth... there's not this many good lessons in the world. Like there's no way all of these are worth anything. There's like two or three statements like this that maybe are worth making. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth, his life. That's kind of interesting. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. All right, that's kind of interesting. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Well, that's not good. A righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loath to shame. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthrow the sinner. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. I'm seriously thinking this person was just like, I'm just going to write a ton of statements. Some of these have got to stick, right? If I just write a bunch of like sort of the same theme every time, like, it'll be good, it'll be good, it'll be good. Like just write a million of them. Hope deferred maketh the heart stick, but when desire cometh, it is a tree of life. I don't get that one. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to the fools to depart from evil. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. He that spareth the rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. What? That's interesting. So that's the version of spare the rod, spoil the child, I guess. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Well, this is never going to end. I honestly don't know that I'm up for this. This is just line after line of crap. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. Interesting. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Holy shit. Stop the presses. That is pure genius right there. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth not, but the knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Is this just Fortune Cookies the book? Is that all this is? The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of mirth is heaviness. The backslider in the heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believeth every word, the prudent man looketh well to his going. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown is of the wise is their riches. What? The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. Yeah, so all you fools, you should have been wise. That's a good lesson right there. I mean, I know that helps me. Like, every day I think, don't be a fool, be a wise person. It's a pretty good lesson. Yeah. Oh, where was I? I lost it. Crap. Oh, there it is. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness... yeah, give me your souls. But a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. I know that didn't make sense for a second. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of bones. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. God, all right, we're on 15 now, and it's not short. Hold on. Water break. A soft answer turneth away wrath. Sorry, I'm positioning the mic here. But grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise this is unreal. Can you imagine? Would you have even imagined? I didn't know anything about this book. I couldn't have imagined anything as, like, annoying as this book, as Proverbs. Like, it's just, you assume to just tell me a ton of lessons, like, based on what? I mean, they're either obvious or not interesting, or, like, not right. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Oh, holy lottie, friggin' da. That's incredible news. I had no idea. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more than the hearts of the children of men? A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. All of the days afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than the great treasure and trouble wherewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. A wrathful man could be used to make a case for vegetarianism for religious people. I wonder if people have done that. I'm sure they have. A dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred. A wrathful man stirred up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. The way of the slothful man is an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. A wise son maketh a glad father, a foolish man despiseth his mother. This is false dichotomy. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season. How good it is! The way of life is above the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, the words of the pure are pleasant words. Oh, cool! He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, and he that hateth gifts shall live. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Oh, God. 16 is still not short. Awesome. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in his heart is an abomination to the Lord, though hand join in hand he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth and iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. But when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. We've already heard this exact thing. I've heard that exact same sentiment expressed. I don't need to hear it again. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A divine sentence. Is this like the gift shop version? Like someone writing the Bible is like, all right, we need to write a bunch of crap to put on like mugs or just, I don't know, like little posters or something. So maybe this is a sign of omnipotence because God foresaw memes and he's like, okay, these will be great memes. Just a picture of Jesus or something. And then these pithy sentences that are not interesting. Excuse me. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of the king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. The sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. But the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are in the ways of death. He that laboreth, laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it out of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbor, and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. God. All right, 17. And it's not short. Awesome. I mainly want to be done so I can hack up a lung. There we go. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than an house full of sacrifices with strife. This is Proverbs 17. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of the Lord. Children are their fathers. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do dying lips a prince. A gift is as precious as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than in 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water, therefore leave off contention before it be meddled with. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. Condemneth the just. Yeah. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding striketh hands and becometh surety in the presence of his friends. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear him. Also, to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. All right, we're done. So, yeah, this is boring. Man, Proverbs is awful. How many Proverbs are there? Does anyone know? I could look at it right now. Proverbs. 31 books of Proverbs, so a couple more episodes probably. Wow, that is a new level of agony. Just rapid fire stuff that's not interesting / trivial / one out of like 100 is kind of interesting. But that's, this book is frustrating. I didn't know it existed. That's terrible. Okay, well, as usual, check out Atheistically Speaking for actual interesting content. I'm going to keep doing this book, this podcast. I'm way behind. Not sure what to say about that other than now that I have Patreon set up for my other podcast, it's, you know, it takes priority, and this one, you know, takes a back seat because I don't have a bunch of people, you know, donating money for me to do it. It's a weird stutter. But I don't know. I've toyed with the idea of setting up a Patreon for this one, but I don't know. I feel like everyone's going to murder me if I do. And, but at the same time, it would help me be able to put more of a priority on it. It's just simply a matter of, I don't have time for everything. And so, it's hard to make a choice, but, yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of my patrons probably already listen to this show. So I'm not sure if I'm going to do that. I'm undecided. Plus I plan to rapid fire release these episodes. So that would be a little weird with Patreon, but well, it looks like my music is set to go any minute here. So I think I'm just going to stall. Here it is. All right. Same length as last episode. Okay. Well, I'll see you guys next time.